The debate over when women should get mammograms goes on, and now Congress has joined in. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that on the Hill, the discussion got all tangled up with another tough issue, health care overhaul.
The House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee hearing looked like it was going to be about the breast cancer screening recommendations issued last month by an independent government advisory committee. Dr. Diana Pitetti was there to defend the recommendations. She's the vice chair of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. She told the committee that her task force's recommendation against routine mammography for women in their 40s got totally overblown. The idea was that the exam shouldn't be automatic. Women should discuss the risks and benefits with their doctors before deciding.
What I thought would happen with these recommendations is that it would move the discussion more towards the notion of individualized decision-making and risk stratification.
Opponents of health overhaul legislation seized on the recommendation. They said that it meant that women in their 40s wouldn't be able to get mammograms under the House bill. But Michigan Democrat John Dingell told Pitetti she was being vilified.
From the things I've heard said on the other side of the aisle about you folks at the agency, I was afraid you'd appear with horns, tail, fangs, and in a red suit breathing fire.
But Republicans were insistent that the task force's recommendations would become law. John Shattuck of Arizona said that in several of the new insurance plans that would be offered under the House bill, women in their 40s would have trouble getting mammograms.
Under Section 303 of H.R. 3962, women purchasing insurance under the first three categories, basic, enhanced, or premium, would not be allowed to purchase because the insurance company would not be allowed to offer a policy covering mammogram services.
It would be illegal, he said. But Section 303 does not specifically talk about mammograms. Section 303 refers to required basic benefits packages. Insurance plans would have to cover tests recommended by the Health Task Force. But as for tests like mammograms for women in their 40s, Democrats insist that the task force's guidelines are just a minimum, and the plans could cover more on their own or be required to cover more. And the Democrats accused Republicans of using scare tactics. Again, John Dingell.
These recommendations that we're going into this morning are recommendations, nothing more. And to say anything different than that is either to transmit the grossest kind of carelessness, and I hope this is not the case, or just plain outright deceit.
The debate brought an unusual apology to the authors of the guidelines from Subcommittee Chair Frank Pallone of New Jersey.
This has been totally politicized. I guess that's just the nature of the process around here, so I don't know what we can do about it or make it any different.
Meanwhile, on the other side of Capitol Hill, the Senate is considering amendments to its health overhaul bill. Early on the agenda, a plan to require insurers to cover, with no co-payments, preventive care for women, including mammograms for women under 50. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.